Hello, everybody, and welcome to Bolton News Talk, issue number 2003, recorded over the weekend of 30th to 31st of January 2021. It's Michael Howarth in the chair for this programme, my first of the year, so may I wish you all a belated but nevertheless happy new year. And let's hope for a big improvement over its predecessor. Our readers for this programme are Jenny and Roland G, Chris Abilene and Nicholas Blaine, all of whom have recorded their bits in the comfort of their own homes before emailing them to our technical supremo, Declan Pearson, to put it all in a format for the podcast and the entry on the British Wireless Fund for the Blind app, and of course, Alexa. So, how have you all been keeping over the last 2 weeks? We've had what I like to call a proper winter, and I think there's some more to come yet. So I trust that everyone is safe and warm and still free from this COVID virus. I feel quite smug as this week I had my first dose of the vaccination, carried out in the wonderful surroundings of Blackburn Cathedral. I wondered whether there would be organ music accompanying the procedure, but no such luck. It was all carried out very professionally and efficiently in the building's crypt, with no real sight or sound of anything ecclesiastical. Enough of that. Let's get down to the programme. Inevitably, there will be mention of the pandemic, which still blights our daily lives, but I have tried to keep mention of it down to a minimum. Or, when it does get a mention, it's because of some good news about it, in some shape or form. So, let's hear the first four news items, which are a case in point. And here, Jenny and Roland will start us off with a couple of tasty items, followed by Chris and Nick, who will tell you of a couple of other ventures that have emerged or are about to emerge during this lockdown period. Jenny will start us off.